Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser, speaking. Yes, the Alice Fraser from the dimension you're listening in. As I know you know by now, these episodes of The Last Post come into my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum, an increasingly unstable glitch at this point, and I share them with you lovely people throughout the week. For listeners who can't keep up with a daily serving of holly jolly satire, on a Saturday I bring you a roundup of the best moments of the week. And this is that roundup! Today's episode marks Saturday the 19th of December of the year 2020, the 354th episode of this year. Coming up, you'll be comfortably traversing through the week's news with the sensational cast of Tom Ballard, The American, Andrew Zaltzman, and John Luke Roberts. We kick things off with Monday's Christmas shopping news episode, number 349, with Tiff Stevenson bringing you tips for how to survive a lockdown Yuletide this year. The episode also contained some extremely under-the-mistletoe Alice Fraser comedy material.
I've been working on my Christmas present reactions because I think, like, sort of having a calm neutrality, because a lot of this is going to happen over Zoom this year. I mean, if I was honest, these are the honest Christmas present reactions. There's sort of five or six of them. I've already got five of these, which you can't say. During all of these, you just smile and say thank you. But the honest reaction in your head is, I've already got five of these. You thought my arse was that big. So you're saying I smell. Which is when people buy you deodorants and sprays and bath products.
The other reaction to deodorants and sprays and bath products is, you don't know me at all.
Yeah, I've got my own natural smell going, guys. I don't have a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate a gun rack. That's another honest Christmas present reaction. I can't pretend to be excited about socks. A voucher. So you really put no effort in at all then. You just say thank you for the voucher.
I mean, what they're buying you there is the guilt of failing to use the voucher in time before it expires. That is what they're buying you. They're buying you a reminder of your own incredible disorganizedness where you won't even take free money because it costs some effort.
Yeah. Well, if it's for Debenhams or any of the Arcadia shops, they're closing down. So that would be great. Like, I spent £100, but you can't actually use it for anything.
And now to Tuesday, episode number 350. Conspiracy theorist extraordinaire Tom Ballard gave us a glimpse into life after COVID in an episode which also featured some post-apocalyptic Alice Fraser jokes.
Life is going to keep happening. And there's going to be a few changes to our world and the way humanity exists in the new COVID normal. The good people from Davos have released the list of things that are going to be changing a little bit officially according to the Great Reset. I've got some of those changes here for you, Alice. Firstly, humanity is going cashless, okay? No more cash for poor people, obviously. That was kind of the plan prior to the pandemic, but now we're making it official. All money, including cash, will be going exclusively to the top 1%. And if you don't abide by that, you're a public health risk, you selfish butthole. Everyone will be left-wing in the post-COVID world because all conservative people have become infected and died. Peter Dutton, Boris Johnson, Prince Charles, Jair Bolsonaro, Donald Trump, and Elon Musk all got COVID, making coronavirus the most effective left-wing activist we've had in about 6 years. Congratulations, comrade. There'll be no more fun in the post-COVID world. Everyone was having far too much fun before 2020, and look where that got us. No fun, particularly any bat-related fun, antics, or hijinks. No, thank you. That'll be over.
Poor Robin.
On Wednesday, episode number 351, the American returned to the Last Post and was very confused indeed. Are the stupid idiot Democrats actually election rigging geniuses, or are they not? As you'd expect, Wednesday's episode also contained some very Democratic Alice Fraser jokes.
Well, I don't trust the vaccine because it's from the government, but the reason we got it so fast is because of Trump, and I trust Trump. But I wouldn't take the vaccine.
I mean, just to sort of go back to the Democrats sort of rigging the election, if they were able to sort of rig the election in this way with these sort of undetectable vote dumps, do you think they are very good at organizing complex systems, for example?
No, they're idiots. They couldn't even barely organize unemployment or Social Security or the national parks and all those things.
I mean, okay, but I mean, surely those are also the things that Democrats fight for, Social Security and the national parks and so on and so forth, sort of these social services, the safety nets for society.
Yeah, because they're socialists.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but okay, so if they're very good at organising illegal vote dumps, why do you think that they're not focusing on organising anything else?
No, because they're not good at doing things at a high level. They can't do things good, so that's what. No, so because they're idiots, you know. So, but this one particular thing, I guess they did pretty good, which was fake the outcome of the election.
On Thursday's episode, episode number 352, celebrity Andrew Zaltzman lit a candle for the Hanukkah special as more religions are looking to join forces to provide some certainty in uncertain times. Goes without saying, the episode also featured some uncertain Alice Fraser comedy.
The sense of uncertainty in global religion at this moment in time, Alice, with everything we've seen this year, with the virus, the unexpected happenings around the world, glitches in the space-time continuum, this is probably going to be the most uncertain Hanukkah for a very long time, possibly even until the one 17 years from now, which is going to be absolutely traumatic. Mm. I mean, we come back to these. Also, the sleepers coming back. No one knows quite what is what. And religion, which has provided people with certainty, is frantically scrabbling around trying to explain these things. A lot of religions really questioning themselves and raising into question, if indeed that is a term, whether a major act of divine intervention could now be in the offing. It feels like religion needs to hit back, to try and impose some cosmic order. I've been hearing a lot of chatter from my contacts at the top level of religion. Now, obviously, I have a lot of contacts in high places in different religions around the world, as you know, Alice, dating back to when I hosted series 1 through 8 of the Conversion Excursion, where I would take religious leaders to different places around the world, and I had to compete with each other to convert the most number of sceptical people to their faith. And, of course, Pope or Nope. That was quite a big hit for a while as well. Many Nopes, certainly. Only a couple of possible popes came out of it. But it was good television. And, I still stand by the first two Eric the Cleric movies, no matter what the critics and the anti-blasphemy lobby say.
And to wrap up the week, on Friday, episode 359, John Luke Roberts, His Royal Highness, walked us through the UK's constitutional history and its possible future. Naturally, this episode also included some very post-colonial Alice Fraser comedy.
We have not up to this point had a written constitution. And the exciting news is Queen Elizabeth II has announced that she has written a constitution.
What?
But she's not letting anyone see it. That's it. She says, I've got it here. I've tucked it down my skirt. So you're not going to get it because I'm the queen, and that would be treason. So, but I'll let you know if you do something unconstitutional, and only I know because only I wrote it. Yeah.
Well, she sort of put herself.
So it's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. She's put herself in a position of power and also refusing to engage or comment on any politics. She's put herself in quite a difficult place there. But this might be the solution, that she can just say it's in the Constitution and it's not her opinion at all.
Yeah, exactly. And that's sort of it. She's been this figurehead. She's been, in many ways, has been the Constitution, has been the representative of the power of the state. But now she gets to actually say, you know, pass the buck in a way and saying, no, the figurehead's in my pants and you can't see it.
Queen can't pass the buck. She doesn't carry cash.
That's true. What does she put in a handbag?
Just lipstick and lube.
Right. Big lipstick then.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And finally, two pieces of exclusive bonus content for you this week. Firstly, a fresh from the tap, never before heard half a glass of water advertisement. Then hear hat fanatics Tiff Stevenson and Alice Fraser positively brimming with hat puns. Are you trying to commit a murder? Would you like your murder to be untraceable, leaving just a hole in the body? What you need to do is create an ice knife. All you need to create an ice knife is a knife-shaped mold and about half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. The mystery they'll never solve. Did you enjoy the book I sent you?
Yes, it was a great read. I mean, for fans of hats, it's a must read. If you've ever worn a hat, if you've ever looked at a hat, if you've read The Cat in the Hat, if you're a fan of the man who thought he was a hat, or the man who thought his wife was a hat, I can't remember. Anyway, if you're into hats, definitely give The Hat Who Ate Everything a read. It's nail biting, it's sexy, it's disturbing. The scene where the hat has sex with, you know, a woman is, you know, again, written from the perspective of the hat. So I feel like there were a few quite obvious stereotypes, like the way that the hat
was brimming with humor.
Yeah.
God. A crowning achievement.
I really felt it. We're running out of like, I mean, seriously, hat pun run is probably overdue. I doff my cap to the idea of a hat pun run.
Well, I feel we've peaked in London. Your landlord is pleased to announce.
Thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post. If you have not already done so, why not rate us, leave a review, buy some damn merch, you monster. You can buy half a glass of water t-shirts at thebuglepodcast.com in the merch section. And in the live section, you can buy a ticket to be in the audience of our live online show, which is tomorrow, Sunday the 20th of December. If you'd like to listen to more from this week's episodes or indeed any other episodes from this year, there's still time to make that right. They're all there in the feed, ready for your ears, mind and heart. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and The Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Instagram and Twitter. That's ALLITERATIVE. Or find me at patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. You can subscribe there for free downloads of all my specials and for all the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in this dimension. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully or by watching our live show, and I'll talk to you again on Monday or tomorrow.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.